Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Well. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast, Yahuwah's radio is now on the air. I'll be your host for take number 23, March 20, 2024, called Coming to Exile, Biblical Scholarly Journey of the True Israel, the Israelite, from Coming to Exile. It's a live broadcast, but I have a message on this machine that I want to kind of, a Jewish rabbi, somebody sent me a message, I have a Jewish rabbi about the name, and I'm going to play it, and we're going to kind of take a look at a lot of things. We see on the international side, they're ready to go, but on the left side, those that participate in the broadcast, they have them present themselves, so give me the opportunity to play this partial message. Let's see what they're saying.
But there is one special thing, the essential holy name of God's essence, which is the four-letter tetragrammaton spelled in the Hebrew with the Hebrew letters Yud, He, and Vav, He. Name that expresses God's eternal existence, which is totally beyond the realm that we are able to understand. Even the other name of God describes his eternal essence that is totally beyond our ability to comprehend. But by not pronouncing God, it evokes his idea. Now, is that in the very same way that we do not refer to our parents, we are not allowed to call mother or father by their first name. So we don't do God's special name either. As a matter of fact, a way that God is not to be overly familiar with his name and not to see his life. As I mentioned before, the special three-letter name of God drives his eternal essence that is totally beyond our ability to comprehend. How late is this? How old is it? How precious is it? It's a lot of all the time. And I am going to give a few examples right here. Notice, for the first thing to say, what is the world doing with your doctrine in it? Now, the name itself is the luxury. God is asking. But it's God is asking. And this is documented. In fact, we know this by doing simple science, and it is
is no such nationality as a Jewish people. Jewish people is descendants of Esau and five sons. Word Jewish comes from the word Jew, and Jew is a watered-down word for Judah, the fourth son of Israel. So it's no such thing as a Jewish people to bring in Judaism religion. That don't work. That's why we have to, so you understand something. Regardless, if the Jewish people do not pronounce his name, because his name was not given to the Jewish people, his name was given to Israel, the Israelites, the four letters. So they definitely have no problem with the four letters. They said the reason they don't use the four letters because the name is too sacred. But when you go in the Bible and it tells you what Yahweh says about his four-letter name, this is what he says about his four-letter name. This is what he says about his Exodus chapter 9, verse 16. Let's see what he says about his four-letter name in 9:16. He says in Exodus 9:16 about his four-letter name, "And this very deed, for this cause have I raised thee up, to show in thee, Moses, my power, and declare my name may be declared throughout all the earth." See, the Jewish people, which is polluted by Esau and his five sons, that's contradiction of the Bible. His four-letter name, he wanted his four-letter name known throughout all earth. That's the name he wants to be named. But when you are contrary to the Bible, you're going to make statements like that, and you have followers to follow you. The reason you want his name to be known throughout all the earth is Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. There's a reason why he wants his name to be known throughout all the earth. In Exodus 3:15, he makes it plain why he wants his name to be known throughout all earth. This is what he says in Exodus 3:15. "But Yahweh said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, the Israelites, the Yahweh of your father, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Jacob, have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my reward throughout all generations." So it's very important to understand something. He wants his name, but he saw his five sons translated today as the Jew and the Jewish and Judaism people said his name is too sacred. But that contradicts the Bible. That's why we have to get those at the past as we head to the world scene shortly. That you got to have this understanding from Jewish people. They say that his name is too sacred to say or pronounce. Like, for example, your father or mother's name, you don't call them by their name. So they use that as a comparison. But that's a contradiction of the Bible. Look what it says in Isaiah 42, verse 8. I'm going to give another one on there. Isaiah 42, verse 8. I'm going to give another one to show you that the Esau and his five sons, the true Jew and Jewish and Judaism people, that's a contradiction of the Bible. Look what it says in Isaiah 42, verse 8. He says, "I am the four-letter man, Y-H-W-A. This is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praises to graven images." So you see, graven images calling about another name is really wasting your time. That's why we have to teach this fast we can. Because you never know when you promise the next day. You're not promised the next day. So you give it all you got then and there. And once you come across the truth, Don't be bullheaded, not enough to make the adjustment on the truth. It's like worshiping on the wrong day. When you find out the wrong day, you're worshiping on the wrong day, don't be bullheaded. Just make a difference. You know, make a change. Don't do it. Do Bible. That's all you got to do. Just do Bible. Case in point.
And what you go through brings what's already in you out.
Okay. So what, for your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's right.
I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
All right, so we understand that. And another thing I want to teach on is what happens on, I want to teach on what happens on after death. Another thing I want to teach on. What happens after death? So we're clear that, you know, we need to know exactly what happened after death, especially if you Israel, the Israelites. What happens after death? You need to know what the Bible says, just like we found out that Jewish people, Jews, the Judaism people, really is the sons of Esau. They have a problem with his name, because his name was given to Israel, the Israelites. Got it? Good. All right. So another thing we want to touch on, saying that death is going to happen to everybody. Everybody's going to taste this death, no doubt about it. It's just how you prepare yourself for it and understand what Yahweh got written in his Bible. In the book of Once You Die, this will happen. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Let me tell you, show what happens after you die. So you're clear about what's going on. See, the one that's going to teach, you got to understand what goes on, what the Bible got a store for you. This will happen after death. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, it says, then shall the dust return back to the earth as it were, and the spirit return of the breath, return of the Yahweh who gave it. So after death, person dies, what happens? The body go back to the ground. You know, when you put it in the ground. But the breath returned back to Yahweh. So Yahweh had that breath in his hand. And one thing about it, that breath is spirit. That means that don't die. Just like Book of Romans, chapter 7. Just like Romans, chapter 7. In Romans, chapter 7, it makes it plain in Romans, chapter 7 about something. Romans 7. Let's see what it says in Romans, chapter 7, verse 14. It says, "For we know that the law is spiritual, for the law don't die. The law is spiritual. See, the law is spiritual. So the law is spiritual. So when you keep the law, statutes, commandments, that's spiritual. It don't change. So we need to understand exactly that the law is spiritual. Once a man or woman dies, that spirit returns back to the mighty one. You go back to the ground, but Yahweh takes that spirit and just place that spirit whenever he gets ready to mow the body in a time of point. So there's nothing he tells you to do. tell you do. And Ecclesiastes chapter 9. He tell you something else. And crazy understanding, once you lose a loved one, it's really buckled out in this book. The more you buckled out, your ease comes when you understand the will of Yahweh. That's when you really understand the will of Yahweh. Buckle down in this book. Now I'm going to tell you what Yahweh says about that. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, this is what he says, verse 1. For as this, for all this I consider in my mind, even declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their work are in the hand of Yahweh. No man knoweth, neither no man knoweth either love or hate by all that befall them. All things come alike to all. And there is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good, to the clean. Him that sacrifice, him that sacrifice not. As is the good, so is the sinner. As he that sweared, and he that this is the evil among all things that are done upon the sun. That there is no, but there is one event unto all. Yea, also the love, but I mean, also the mind of the sons of men are full of evil, and madness is in the mind while they live. And after that, they go to the dead. Got it? This is the same verse 4. To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. Long as you got life, you got hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. 5. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither anymore a reward, for a memory of them is forgotten. Verse 6. Also they love and their hatred and their envy is all perished. Neither have any more a portion forever in anything that is done upon the sun. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with merry heart. 9. For Yahweh hath accepted thy work. He said, let thy garments with them fringes on be always white and like no ornament. I mean, make sure you got them white garments on with them fringes on and like no ornament. Make sure you understand the will of Yahweh. Make sure you understand fill of Yahweh, because death is going to come on every man and woman. So you got to understand what the Bible is saying about death. Verse 9. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 9. Live joyfully with the wife, wilt thou love it in all the days of thy life. Thou vanity. She have done what she have given up under all the days that I battle. But this is the portion of this life, and in thy labor wilt thou take it up on the sun. Verse 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do with all thy might. But there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. In the grave, where did I go? So they show you, get it right, and understand what happens after death. Verse 11. I returned and saw on the sun that the race is not for the swift, nor the battle of the strong, neither the bread of the wise, nor yet riches of man of understanding, nor yet favor to a man of skill. Time and chance happen to them all. Education point in verse 12. For man also know not his time, as the fish that are taken into an evil net, and as a bird that are caught in a snare, so are the sons of men snared as an evil time when it falls, when it falls suddenly up on them. So nobody knows. That's why you give it all you got while you're here. And when Yahweh is ready to take you, it's already written in his book. And in the book of Psalms, it makes it plain in Psalms 104. It makes it plain in the book of Psalms 104. Psalms 104. Let's see what it says in 104. Book of Psalms 104. See what it says. It says in Psalm 104, verse 9. Thou have set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the face of the earth. See, Yahweh has set a bound, and nobody going past the bound that been set from the foundation of the world. Nobody. So that's why you give it all you got. Why you got a chance to give it all you got, whatever your lot is, make sure you do it all your might. We get a precept on that, because he pulled that from the book of Job in the 14th chapter. Pull that verse from 14th chapter. Let's see what he say. Job chapter 14, pull that verse. Let's see what he says here. 14, verse number 5. Sin, his days are determined. His numbers of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. He's always been appointed how long you're going to live, how long you're going to go, and you're not going to get past what he got already appointed. So we had a call came in about concerning death and what happens after death to comfort my loved ones on what happens after death. So this lesson right here, I'm going to take my time, take a look, and give you verses to understand that what happens after death. We clear that the body go back to the ground, spirit returns back to your mighty one. Good. Now, we in Job chapter 14, verse 6. Turn from him that he might rest, till his accomplice as his tiring this day. Verse 7. For there is hope of a tree if it be cut down, that it might spring again, and that the tender branches thereof let not cease. Verse 8. The root thereof waxes old in the earth, and the stalk thereof dies in the ground. Verse 9. that through the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth broth like a plant. But verse 10, so I want to get at verse 10. Listen at verse 10. I just threw that in of a tree. A tree is like the resurrection of water, and water makes a tree like a resurrection. So 10 I want. Job chapter 14, verse 10. But man dies and wasted away. Yea, man giveth up ghost breath. And where is he? Verse 11. As the water falls from the sea, and the flood decays and dries up. Verse 12. So man lies down and raise not till the heaven be no more. There shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. See? So once a man dies, that body goes back to the ground. There's a part of that. Spirit return back to Yahweh. But that body will have no movement or no understanding until Yahweh placed that spirit back into that body at the resurrection. So y'all got that? So I'm going to go to Ecclesiastes 3 and get another precept on that. Ecclesiastes 3. Because like I said again, everybody's going to face that hour. And you have to know how to comfort your loved ones. You know, when this happens, you have to comfort them, not through traditions. You got to know how to go in the Bible and prepare them exactly what happens after your loved ones or will sit down. You got to know how to show them what the Bible says. Now, in the 9th chapter, did we read it already? Ecclesiastes. You read the 9th chapter already? See what he said in the 9th chapter. Let me take a look at this book. So we want to be clear that you have to know about what happens and prepare your loved ones. That's why it's so important to stay in this book. And the greatest thing that you can tragedy come in your life is the Bible. That's why you got to stay in the Bible. If you do not stay in the Bible, and when something happens, you're going to be all over the place. And your mind will be drifting back on why this and why that. No, you got to understand the Bible. Once we understand the Bible will comfort you. Even when your loved ones in trouble, sickness or whatever, the Bible will comfort you. That's why you got to know how to get in this Bible and be able to pull out and you comfort your loved ones through the Bible. Now, why? A wing. Okay, and in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it would say in verse 20. It says, I go and read verse number 18. It says in 3:18 of Ecclesiastes out of the record book. I said in my mind concerning the state of the tongue of men, that Yahweh might manifest them that they may see that they themselves are beasts. Number 9. Thank you. For that which befalls the sons of men befall beasts. Even one thing that as the one diet, so dies the other. Yea. They all have one breath, so that a man has no preeminence over the beast, all is vanity. All is vanity. Verse number 20. all goes unto one place. All are of the dust, all return to the dust. 21. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goes upward, and that the spirit of the beast that goes downward of the earth? 22. Therefore I perceive that there is nothing better that a man should rejoice in his own work, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to what shall be after? So understand one thing. I understand the grief that loses loved ones, but you have to be able to show them what the Bible is saying pertaining to death. And this death has been put on all men from the God. So every man gonna taste and every woman gonna taste his death. So what you have to do is comfort your loved ones through this Bible. And you gotta stay in this Bible, because your only release after close ones have passed, you understanding what happens after death. So that's where you come in at, those that are going to be learned to help those instead of going off into that tantrum of crying or what happened, why. So I had enough time to put 35 minutes in it, but now I hear it on came back on, he don't care on the broadcast, so I can bring my elder in, and he'll tell you about the broadcast, and we'll get back on it, because there's no accident. That we just got through doing 35 minutes pertaining to what happens after death. So this is tape 23 from March 20, 2024. Understand that death passes on all men and women from the gods. So what you comfort your loved ones is with scripture. Not a lot of pass on to that. And now you should go in super debt. So show you exactly what you do according to the Bible. That's our job. Don't bring our elder and tell y'all about the broadcast, and then we'll get back to what happened after death. And show you exactly how you prepare yourself according to scripture after death. And we got the memo, so we're going to take a look at it. We can make adjustments anytime, but we got to always give you the scriptures about what happens after death and what do you do after death. We'll tell you all about it after bring our elder in. So when you meet our elder with loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Till, Camp 1 Elder, Mr. Till of Israel. Yahquah BGFC Radio.
And Yahquah bless you, see as well as see, bro. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Everybody look at your name, man. It's got Elder Mr. Tears, and that's all it got there. I was looking for Israel, so I kind of got a strength with it, because I was seeing somebody I'm taking away the end of your name, Israel, there, which is the best name, so that's why I kind of got a strength a little bit at that and paused for a minute. But now I see your name Israel in there. That makes me very happy. And like Sister BSJ Israel. Now, Sister B, another thing. Sister Mother Deborah. You know, you have to take a good look at those on that end, and don't let them overtake too much that don't belong to them out of temple number two. Make sure you keep a good eye on them if you have to take luck down and peep at them for them to take too much out of there. Don't take too much. Tell them be right. There's no blessing coming by being wicked. You know what I'm saying? You can read the 20 lines on that. So, take number 23. This is day 320, March of 2024. So what do you got to tell this master, Lord, to take your time, and we're going to try to get back on and comfort some loved ones on what happens after death. after you lay the groundwork and grand style. Take your time, Elder. Clock is yours. Be long when it's possible. That give me a chance to get my herbal tea together. And I made it put a couple scriptures down pertaining to what happens after death. Take your time, Elder. Come out.
But once again, the Apple bless you, see Israel, for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of over 900,000 listeners. And that's a good thing, because from what you're saying, if most of the listeners had been taking notes, this is a topic that was covered, what happens after death, the creation of life, and so on, about 2 months ago. We covered that, and that was covered in a few scriptures, like you say, in Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 6, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 10, and also Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7. This talks about memories after death and what happens when you die. Also, we covered the creation of life. And generally, as I said, if most of us had been taking notes, we covered the creation of life in Job chapter 33, verse 4. And once again, the beginning of the creation, which is in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse number 7. And all these things that we talk about, sometimes, and generally all the time, I'm not going to say sometimes, all the time, you should take notes of these important issues, because it brings you to the point, who's actually the student? We are the ones that's learning the words of Yahuwah and the things that should be taught as it is written from the Bible. Like we had another verse, it tells you there's so many people out there reading from other books, trying to get a better understanding. But what does the Bible say about that? I'm glad we're on this topic. In the book of Isaiah, I think it's chapter 34, reading verse number 16. 16 says, "Seek ye out of the book of the Yahuwah and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her meat. For my mouth it had commanded, and in spirit had gathered them." Well, as I said before, these were all things that we're taught. You're going to get the right information by going to the Bible. Believe you me, what is written, it shall stand. And what is not understood, this ministry will bring it out so you can get a righteous understanding. That's why I say a teacher can't learn from his students. And this is because he's giving wise counsel, if you pay attention. But having knowledge, you find out the teacher even gains more experience by teaching. That's why we hate substitutes when they come into a class at teaching school. Substitutes generally be all over the place. Now, a student can also learn from a good teacher and possibly learning to teach themselves one day. And this shows well in all of our six camps that teach the word of Yahuwah, teaching those people that came to learn. We have to be aware there are many people out there that came to hear things that most of us can hear in this ministry, and some listening never understand. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. Also, we have many people that came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching, and some looking, they never find. They're all over the place. These are what you call the misinformed. They can do none of these things that we do. This is why the words that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And you notice that key word that I said, righteous. Because if you're not right, you're not going to get Yahuwah's word. You're not going to give it to you. We have to be aware. This is why we're told, by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we are given this knowledge to know we have many out camouflage evil, confused teachings, trying to lead you up another way, using overly loud bump the drums contests for their method of righteous learning, and even turning the Bible scriptures around as verbal weapons against us that already know. You have to remember, the best is already here. This is what we're talking about. We're just waiting for the rest to come. So this is one of the reasons why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcasts of Yahuwah's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. Well, we've even been questioned about that. How can you guys get all this information from this one book? It comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahuwah, your health, foods you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not, and much more. This has been the information that you came to seek and have to look no further, because you've now found that completely in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the normal days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. However, Sabbath class we do have, and the top part of Sabbath is Friday. That class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and our online class will start at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Also, we have a website address. Now, to use this on any one of your search engines, enter tribeyada.com. At this point, you have to pay attention. I have found out recently there have been some slight changes on our website. But by entering tribeyada.com, once again, you look for tribeyada.com, dash Israelites. When you see the dash Israelites, right after you click enter, just under a big line, you will see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. To use this, step one, click donate with PayPal. The next step, step number two, is click send. In the amount you wish to send, and also there's a message that you can fill in if you'd like. And if that's done, may Yahuwah bless you. By doing this, remember what we're told in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and mentioned again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahuwah alive. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we often speak of on this program, Outlook of Yahuwah. Also while there on that same website, check our calendar, which is there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. Also, we have a live program. This is a feature now that's available during our broadcast time. This time on that search line, you enter Yahuwah Radio Live. And after doing this on your cell phone or your computer, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Scribe of Yahdah, and click the white button, the white play button, as the program starts, and you will be right into our live online broadcasts. Before, we used to click the red play button. But now, to get into our live broadcast, you will click the white play button. And as soon as our program starts, you'll be right into the action of our live online. Now, we also have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which most of us know. That number is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is an international number where you can call and leave a message on those Bible scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. However, in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. and also by calling the same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD by calling that same number. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact this year via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC. The New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and ounce many memos, as most of us have seen. And even now, in addition to that, those Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear discouraging downtime. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of today's program, you can listen to the entire recorded show after 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, enter three words on your search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. Once that's done, after clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah, program that you will log in into, or any previous day on that list that you would like to listen. Also, during our normal Blood Talk broadcasts, Yahuwah's story will also continue on Pal Talk, which also can be logged in by your phone, your tablet, or computer, even nowadays your smartwatch. Just make sure you've downloaded the Pal Talk app. We will be listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find a room will hold 50 or more listening participants. Yahuwah's Word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer the on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs Israel, along with the Seer Israel riding a shotgun. However, during this time, we won't be taking any comments off the top or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And the broad talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. On another note, which we haven't given in quite a while, when we're given the scriptures to speak by the seer, the speaking members, remember to be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words for Yahuwah will flow smoothly. Remembering, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. So doing this, we have to be careful not to make worldly statements that can't be backed up by the Bible, but be sure to make those statements that can be backed up in the Bible. Because we are doing this, rehearsing the righteous act, we're keeping the scriptures in mind and staying away from them. But you find that when people try to win that bump the gums contest, those are the ones that miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto them. You have to remember, we're doing this, rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as that reminder is given in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26, which says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So we find that this day is another day for the real word of Yahuwah. And you'll find nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's word and those that come to commend it. And you'll find those adding unto it, only following by certain ones casting the words we listen to behind their back, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that appeases them, even taking those verses meaning another way, which I've actually seen a couple of days ago, along with the noisemakers, the complainers, the deceptive listeners, those that flip the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but when they're called to speak, they are completely lost. They have clearly forgotten that we're only one man or one woman, and seriously, time is not in our favor. But don't worry, the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And remember, that's if all that's possible. Because if anyone ever told you they've done even more, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another. That's Yahuwah's creation. Now, that is impossible. Because we had a reminder that was given us by Yahuwah the Son. You might say, oh, what was that reminder? That was in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse number 26, which reads, But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible. So when you think you know and you don't know, don't be like the man in the chariot that was falling behind the chariot, which was told about in Acts chapter 8, verse 30 to 32. And that says, 30, and Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the seer Isaiah and said, Understand thou what thy readest. 31, and he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired that Philip would come up and sit with him. 32. It says, The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led like a sleek sheep to slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears. So he opened up not his mouth. So this is one of the reasons why it's always good to take notes, not to have big mouths. They have big ears. As you do a lot of listening, you will do a lot of learning. So we'll pass our program over to our seer Israel so we can make this portion of our conversation come true. Hallelujah.
All right, Daniel, that was excellent. You gave me plenty of time to get my thoughts together. And we're going to get something going on because we got the memo in. What happens after death? And death comes, especially when it comes to a closing loved one, those that understand the scripture, the best way you can help a person that's alive or someone that's close to him or her that passed is to understand the Bible. You must understand the Bible, and that's the game changer right there. Once you understand exactly that this death that happened to all men, death is going to happen to all women. Everybody's going to taste that death according to what Yahuwah says to what Paul when he went to Rome. And he told them that everybody's going to taste on this death. But you have to know how to comfort those that need the comfort and information. But use the scripture to comfort your loved ones through the page of the book. What we're going to do, we're going to bring in our daughter Yahuwah, and help me sit and take number 23, March 20, 2024, and we're going to take a look at a little bit more on how to comfort your loved ones after when your loved ones have deceased. What do the Bible say and certain things we need to know, because see, Pope Gregory XIII, what he did, he was outlandish and spent a lot of money. And Pope Gregory said, 13th, to his council board, man, I spent a lot of money. How can I get this money back? He said, well, you need to come up with something. We need to come up with something to get the people to put the money into them box. He said, one of the council members said, about purgatory. What is that? Why don't you tell that they loved ones that's halfway to heaven and halfway in between heaven and earth, the only way you'll get them past heaven and earth, they got to hit that box. Kill by their ankles and take all the money out of their pocket. And when they win them over through emotion by saying your parents, your loved ones, is halfway up in heaven. What you going to do now? Well, I want to see my mama, my loved ones, all the way up in heaven. So that was a great fundraiser that was set up by the Roman Catholic Church. called purgatory. Halfway between heaven, halfway between earth, and all the way you can get your loved one all the way up, they got to write them checks. And that's how Pope Gregory XIII got out of debt, by them writing the death of purgatory. So that was there, and that great fundraiser have been going on even to this day. You got those now, even in the Christian circle, that do to you, when they find out what family that have died, and they'll come, and somebody will come, like the ambulance takes and say, what kind of feeling you want? You can have a regular funeral for $300, or you can have another funeral where they bring in the wailing women. What the wailing women gonna do is bring it just out of the truck. They gonna start crying and going to appear and get everybody emotions up. Which one you want? So you got $3,000 to $1,000 you can pay. Okay? So that became a great fundraiser. You got those like the ambulance chaser today, when they hear a fire go off, they can just pass their cars up to board your house up. Same thing by their funeral. And here come those and tell you what kind of funeral you want. You want a regular one, or you want the wailing women? You want the wailing women to come in, start crying, and get everybody worked up? Huh? It's up to you. So you said, for my loved ones, I would go all out. Well, say, all that would cost you about $1,500. You have this whole package, about $1,500. So I'm trying to tell you that we're going to show you in the Bible how you're supposed to prepare yourself for your loved ones and for you to carry your loved ones about yourself and what to do after you have passed. I'm sure what the Bible saying on the run. So we got the memo in and about, so we're going to touch on it because that's our job to touch on what happened after your loved ones shut down, of course. All right, so we're going to bring in Daughter Yaquad. You have a system and mic. Take the number 23 on March of 2024 by meeting Daughter Yaquad by saying, Daughter Yaquad, one of the supervisors can't want. Yaquad beat the FC race.
And Yaquad bless you, Seer Israel of the Royal.
Hallelujah. All right then, daughter. Sound great, like it's about you wide-eyed butcher terror and do your part so ill. Hey, let's take a look at that Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's take a peek at that Luke and get all the spiritual guidance we can get as we touch on what happens when your loved ones get it down and what do you do afterwards. Let's take a look at it according to scripture. Hey, Elder, what does Luke 12:12 say? Elder, what do Luke chapter 12, verse 12 say, Elder? See, what's wrong with the Elder's microphone? There is flaming a little while ago. Daughter Yaquad, can you help Sister Osir in that, while they straighten up the Elder's microphone? Luke!
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. The righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Now, Elder wants your microphone. WCC said working on your microphone. So once you're ready, say hallelujah, Father, Elder. Because
they
say
he's
working on your microphone.
Hallelujah,
okay. Yahuwah. All right. Oh, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Okay, so you ready to go? All right, Adonai Yahuwah, we're going to take a look at something. We're going to take a look at on the run about what happens after death. Got the memo in. And so we're going to take a look at what happens after death on the companion for the scripture. See, I doubt it to make sure we cover all parts of the Bible. It makes them different by the part we cover. people have to lead by example, and you got to be the comfort those that, you know, that closed their eyes. Now, we're going to take care for the first 35 minutes of the broadcast, and I'm going to take care of a little bit more on it, then we'll see what happened after that. So, Shorty Yacht, Luke, chapter 7, verse number 12 and 16. Let's take a look at Yahweh getting ready to take a look at a burial. He can make a little guessing on it. Let's see what happened in Luke chapter 7, 12 and 16. Luke chapter 12. Chapter 7, 16. Let's have Luke, chapter 12 through 16. You're on the clock.
The book of Luke, chapter 7, verses 12 through 16. Verse 12 reads, "Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her." Verse 13. "And when the YHWH Yahuwah saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not." Verse 14. "And he came and touched the bier," "and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto you, arise. And he that was," verse 15, "and he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother." Verse 16. "And there came a fear on all, and they honored the YHWH Yahuwah, saying that a great fear is risen up among us, and that Yahuwah have visited his people."
Mm-hmm. And how we today, 107:20, brother, this how we heal today. See, Yahweh has the power to do it that way. This is how we heal today in 107:20. Book of Psalms, anger talks, and come down and tell David. This is, you got to work with David. 107:20 of Psalms.
You say Psalm 7?
107:20. How do we heal today? How we heal today?
Psalms chapter 107, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction."
Mm-hmm. So the power we have is to get you to understand that the word is what comforts when you have a loved one heading in that direction. But you have to understand, the word is what heals you. You must be word up and understand exactly, because if you don't be word up, you got to remember, you got Satan out there, which is always tell you about and catch you in your weakest point and have you in debt for eternity. So you got to know what the Bible says about anything, because this is when Satan at his best. Just like when a fight got ambulance chase. They jump, they put their clothes on as soon as they hear about a fire, because they know they're the board up people, and they're ready to pass the car. Oh, your house been burnt? It done burnt down pretty good. Take my car and yeah. So that's how they roll. Same thing by film. So be very careful. Don't let the scriptures befall you, but not understanding that now I'm struggling right now, Charlie Yahweh, in the book of Romans, it was saying that made, but I'm struggling right now, and perhaps I might be able to help out on it. It talks about when he says death passed by all men, when Adam's sin came upon all men in the book of Romans. And I need to have that verse right now, but it don't befall me right now. So
can you repeat that? What they said?
Yeah. Death passed by one man, and death passed, and all men's gonna taste his death in the book of Romans. But what happened? It don't befall me right now. I can't put my finger on it right now. That Paul went to Northern Kingdom. I mean, he went to the northern peoples over there in Rome and let them know that this death, Adam stepped off into this thing, and guess what? Everybody going to taste it behind that point. So everybody, thank you very much, Sister BFJ Israel.
Romans 5.
Chapter 5. Yeah, pick up verse number
Romans
12,
5, chapter 5, 12.
Go ahead and knock it out here, 5 verse. And, hey, daughter, have me St. John 11, verse 7, waiting on me. St. John 11, verse 7. Yeah, pick it up, Elder. Let's see what happens. And Paul went to Rome to tell them exactly some things that he needs to know after they went to Rome, about the Israelites in Rome. What he says in 5, verse 12.
Okay. In the book of Romans, looking at chapter 5 and reading from verse number 12.
Yeah, 12 down to verse 18. 12 down to verse 18. We'll make a little meal out of it.
All right.
Romans,
I got it.
5, 12 to 18. Let's make a little meal out of it. Come on.
Make a note of that first because you have to go back. Romans 5, reading 12 to verse number 18. 12 says, wherefore, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and also death passes upon all men, for that all have sinned. 13, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed when there was no law. 14. Nevertheless, death resided from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. 15. But not as the offense also is the free gift. For if though the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of Yahuwah and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Yahuwah the Son, had abounded unto many. 16. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift for the judgment was by one to condemnation, that the free gift is one of many offenses unto justification. 17. For if by one man's offense death resided by one, much more which they receive abundance of grace and of the gift of unrighteousness shall reside in life by one, Yahuwah the Son. Therefore, as the offense of one judgment came upon to all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one of them, on all men, unto justification of life.
Verse 19.
19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous.
Yeah. So Yahuwah, he gave an example. When daughter read all that in Luke, although this man was heading to the graveyard, his woman had only one son, and he went and touched him, told him, Levira, get up. See? So Yahuwah is the one got the power to deal with that. Matter of fact, hold that point there, that daughter where you in that seven verse seven. I need you to preach up on that because we gotta be clear. Once you set this thing down, daughter, in the fifth chapter of St. John, in the fifth chapter, the only way you gonna get up so those would like to go and go into seance and all that and say, can you get my my auntie up because she had a big she had a lot of gold and I like to know where she put that gold at. So you go to the seance and they sit around and they bring your auntie up or one of your loved ones up. He said, I know he did, but I need a question. Where do you put that gold that you've been having all that? You see that? No, don't get caught up with that to death, boy. It don't work like that. I think, yeah. So, you know, they got a seance. You know, I sure like to know where Uncle Willie put that money at. You go to the seance, and they'll bring Uncle Willie. Uncle Willie will say, I put it over there up under the, you know, such place, but you got to dig a long time, see? You see? So you got to watch that stuff. Play on your emotions. That's why you got to know this Bible. Exactly what happened after death. And how long are you going to be in there? But you can be clear about it. Because when it happens, you know how to comfort one another through the page of the book. Now, John and Yahuwah, we're going to look at the fifth chapter of St. John. And we're going to see something we need to know in St. John chapter 5. Let's see what we got here. Let's pick it up around about verse number. Pick it verse 25. That's good. St. John chapter 5, verse 25. And we'll read down. That's good. St. John 5. It's him talking. St. John 5, 25 to verse number 30. Hey, what does that down to Yahuwah? What's that say? Come on.
St. John chapter 5. Verse 25 through 30. Verse 25 reads, truly, truly, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Yahuwah the Father, and they that hear shall live. Verse 26, for as the Father have life in himself, so have he given life to himself. So has he given to the Son to have life in himself. Verse 27, and have given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Verse 28, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, and the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Verse 29, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto resurrection of life, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Verse 30, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father have sent me.
So you see, so you're saying exactly how it works, and the Father gave all power to the Son, so those that's going to be woke up from the dead, whether it's good or bad, that's why the Son is going to be the one to wake you up from the dead. So don't let your preacher, like he's raised up, no, you ain't did nothing, Mr. Preacher. All thing you can do is copy them through the words of the scriptures, to prepare themselves on what, otherwise going to the seance and all that kind of stuff. You have to be equipped with the understanding of the Bible. Your loved ones, when they lay down, they're not going to get back up. That body ain't going to get back up until Yahuwah the Son can get that body up. But to your spirit of that young, of that little ones have returned back to Yahweh, according to 12:7, to pay back. So he has that spirit in his hand, and he placed that spirit back into another body. And if you understand what to recognize, you, that person, you see the spirit of that person in some old baby somewhere down the road. But you got to have the spirit of understanding, and you can't cut through everything in one set. So you quit about that. Now we're going to St. John chapter 11 and get a case in point. That don't let your preacher, well, we got to go get our preacher to pray. In the early part of the lesson, I was on the radio for 35 minutes myself, and I took care of some things that it wasn't no accident that I took care of some things in the first 35 minutes of tape. So now you take that part along with what you're hearing now and you tie it in, and then you'll be all right. So remember, we keep prayer in Yahweh, and we got the memo in about what happened after death. What can I say? What can I do? What part could abort this to happen? We find out this stuff in the first 35 minutes of the message. It's like a little lesson in the first 35 minutes to get that understanding. But right now, y'all are going to go on to the 11th chapter, daughter. And we'll pick up verse 7. We'll keep reading down to verse 44 because we're going to learn something on the way of how this man operates about after death. And they ought to have me, Matthew chapter 20, verse 1 through 7, waiting on me, Elder. But I want to look at daughter 11, verse number 7. Now, in fact, read verse 7. I just want to make something plain about verse 7. What it says in St. John 11, verse 7. What it says?
The book of St. John, chapter 11, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, then after that said, Yahweh the Son, to his followers, let us go into Judea again. Verse 8.
See, Judea means Judah. That's good. So that's I want to touch on that. So he done all his business in the land of Judah. That's where he done it. He done his business in the land of Israel. That's where he done his business at. And look at a lot of these things. Now, see, you got to give me a precept on that. Okay. All right, Melody, let me give you a precept on that. One day I might ask you for a precept. I'm going to see what you say. Daughter's book, the 18th chapter of St. John. Let's see if you can get a precept that Yahweh done it. He done it all his business in the land of Israel, to the children of Israel. So a lot of these things want a precept on that. So let's see if we can give him a precept on that. See, going to the 18th chapter, you know, I'm going to get a precept on what we just said. Let's go to 18, verse 19. Here goes your precept, committed board out of Utah. St. John, chapter 18, 19, down to verse 21. What does it say, though?
The book of St. John, chapter 18. Verse 19 through 21. Verse 19 reads, the high priest then asked Yahweh, the son of Yahweh, the father of his followers and of his doctrine. Verse 20, Yahweh, the son of Yahweh, the father answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the temple and in the temple, whether Yahdah Judah always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Verse 21, why ask thou me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said.
That's it, dog. Hey, dog, that's some tall talk right there. Read verse 20. What did he say he did? Now listen to what he said he did. He said, listen, when I came to take care of his business, when I turned 30 years old to take care of his business, I'm going to tell you exactly in the Bible what I'm on. I mean, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, got them all over the place. He's going to tell you plainly what he's on in verse 20. Bring it out again, daughter. Verse 20.
The book of St. John, chapter 18, verse 20 reads, Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father, answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the temple, and in the temple where Judah always rejoiced. And in secret have I said nothing.
I ain't saying nothing in secret. Because you don't know what I'm on. Just come to the temple where Yahzat, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon are. That's what I'm going to be at. So you won't know what I'm on? Just come down to the temple where I'm at. That's what I'm going to teach you. Y'all got him all the place. Y'all, you know, no. He just told you exactly what he was on. But see, a lot of times people don't like when you talk plainly. Let's see what happened in verse number 22 and 23. Now listen to this. This is the conversation behind this.
St. John chapter 18, verse 22 and 23 reads, And when Yahuwah the Son of Yahuwah the Father had thus spoken, my page tore right there. Well, my page is tore right there.
Hey, yo, 57:22.
Hey,
yo,
57:22. Okay, what book are you reading?
When he had thus spoken,
right.
One of the officers. I got it.
Uh-huh.
And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Yahuwah the Son of Yahuwah the Father with the palm of his hand, saying, Answer thy Zahari priest so.
Hey, that's what they did. Hold on, you was going on there? No.
Yeah.
You hear what they did? When he tried to tell him what he owned, you know, I know you y'all paid to have it, trying to manipulate a lot of things, but I'm telling you bottom line. I know what I'm here for. I'm here to get Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon back on their feet. And they didn't like him giving a straight out to the high priest. And then they say, then the man that stood by hit Yahuwah the Son in the mouth. Bang, hit him in his mouth. You see that? So you see, I'm telling you, this tooth will get you hit in the mouth. I remember my brother told me, after broadcast, he said, he called the international line and said, you know, a lot like Duke, you see, that's what's that. Like take your head, you know where that tree is, and put your head in there and just run your head into the tree. Why do you want to run my head into the tree? You see, he's like grabbing you around the neck and run your head into the tree. You see? See, well, Yahuwah, he answered the question exactly what he hear, what he owned, and they said, and then since he didn't answer by being a Sammy David Junior type of cap dancing all the place, they hit him in the mouth. Hit him in the mouth. Verse 23, what's that dog?
St. John chapter 18, verse 23. Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father, answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me?
Why smite me in the mouth? So you see what happened? You see, why smite me in the mouth? If I spoke evil, why you got so much animosity against old seer when he bring you what the Bible saying? Why all this talking with nails in your mouth? Why want to smite old seer in the mouth and run it in? Why? He bring you what the word is saying. I ain't telling you where I went and where I'm going. I'm telling you what the word is saying. You know what happened after death. Now, big dignitaries out of Utah asked, well, can you get a precept? I don't get any precept. But when Yahuwah opened his mouth, he only talked to Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, and then go your truth out his own mouth. Then when you precept that to 15:24, daughter of Matthew, seals the deal. See? It seals the deal. 15:24. What it says in Matthew 15:24?
The book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24 reads, But he answered. For Yahuwah, the Son of Yahuwah, the Father, answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the children of Israel.
I mean, you the man said, he said, my Father sent me to the lost sheep of the children of Israel. Then once he picked the 12, he looked him eyeball to eyeball, and Matthew's daughter, 10 verse 5 to 8, and he looked him eyeball out. So he let them know clearly that they're going to have me wrong. They're going to have me coming down all the nations. I'm coming to the nation that needs to be saved. The other nations don't need to be saved. What do you need to be saved from? What? They got all the money. They charge you even for water. They beat you back when they get ready. They make laws and break laws. What do you need to be saved for? Other nations don't need to be saved. We the ones need to be saved. The ones, you know, that you got up under these bondages, all these rules you got. You know, we need to be saved from eating at home, chicken and cow. We need to be saved from that stuff. So, you see, we the ones need to not the other nations. What they need to be saved from? They got all they need. They got all they pick a ticket. They don't need all the rules and all the regulations. See? We the ones need to be saved. See? So that's what he kind of do. So remember, we've been in captivity for a long time. So he need to save Israel, the Israelites. He need to save you. So he sent someone to show you even what happened after death, and showing that Yahweh's Son came for a specific group of people that need a savior, which is the children of Israel. You believe what the man said out of his own mouth? Then he picked 12 men. And 10 verse 5 to 8. And listen what he says to as he picked the 12 men, he gave them assignment to just listen. He told them, daughter, what tell them to do it? The book of Matthew 10, 5 through 8. Let's see what he told them to do. Come on, daughter.
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 5 through 8. Verse 5 reads, these 12, Yahuwah, the Son of Yahuwah, the Father, sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. Verse 6, but go rather to the lost sheep of the children of Israel. Verse 7, and as you go, teach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 8, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received. Freely you give.
Thank you. Now look at that. See, this right here is called plain teaching. Hey, give me a definition of bullheaded. Give me a definition of bullheaded. This is called clear teaching. But you know, it ain't gonna fit well with it. Daughter, give me 18:11. 18:11 in Matthew. What's that? 18:11. This is clear. But, you know, it ain't going to fit well with you. A Christian, Islamic, Judaism, it ain't going to fit well with you when you read the Bible. And all you want to talk about is running the sea ahead into the tree. It's not going to fit well with you. What was it said 18 verse 11? Matthew's 18 verse 11. What's it, dog?
The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost.
The Son of Man came to save which was lost. That's where he came. He came to save which was one that are lost. Remember, if you African American, Negro, color, super cool, or Christian, you are lost. doing Sunday, eating hogs, eating chicken and cow, you all. He come and save you. That was all. See? You all. Let's go to Matthew 1, 1 and 2. I need to give a precept. 1, 1, 2, and 21. I mean, seriously, hey, still put a precept on that. Make it plain. But then, and the elder going to read the definition of bullhead. They're going to read it in a minute. Look what he says in Matthew 1, 1 and 2 and 21. What is that daughter?
The book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 21. Verse 1 reads, The book of the generation of Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah the Father, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Verse 2, Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah and his brethren. Verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yahuwah, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Wait a minute. Who are the people? Who are the people? Let's just read 1 and 2 again, daughter. See, he come to save his people from sins. So who is his people? Matthew 1, 1. And two. Read again, that dog.
The book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, the book of the generation of Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Verse 2, Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Israel, and Israel begat Judah and his brethren.
So you see, and what he said in 25 verse 40, our daughter, what he says in Matthew's 25 verse 40, what did he say? I didn't know him out.
The book of Matthew, chapter 25 verse 40. Verse 40 reads, and the king shall answer and say unto them, truly I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me.
You know what I'm saying? He said, see how you beat my brother's back, making them pay water bills, oh God, taking over the land. You beating their back, good. You keeping their back down. And what you're going to take, as much as you have done to me or my brother, just like you have done it to me. Every time you beat the back of Israel, the Israelites, it's just like you beat my back. Just like I came, you say you came down, and I told you what I'm here for, and then you hit me in the mouth. You did it, and you hit me in the mouth. You hit me in the mouth when I told you what I'm here for. I'm here for the law of the family of Israel, 12 tribes that scattered. I'm here to wake them up. And then you hit me in the mouth. That was man just did. When you tell a person the truth, then they hit you in the mouth. You show what the Bible says, you're going to do. If you can't speak right about the brother, you're trying to show you how to get some salvation, then you want to talk down to them and want to, if you can, chip and make him, you know, fall on his knees or something. But now let's get back to what we are doing. So now, I gave you the illustration. You said WCC. No, we just do Bible. Now, back to St. John chapter 11, verse 7 again. Now you got the precept. So you see, he's done all this business in Israel. Y'all got him going all around the world. No. He told y'all to go on out. I've done all my business in Israel and I picked 12 to tell, told them to make sure you do your business with Israel where they are. You got it? Good. Now we're going to read 11 verse 7 again. What is it again now? St. John 11 verse 7, that's all.
The book of St. John, chapter 11, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, Then after that said Yahuwah, the Son of Yahuwah, the Father, to his followers, Let us go into Judah again.
Fade on down. Fade on down. It's mine from out of the ticket. Fade on down to 44. Fade on down. Eight. Fade on down. The line's on the way of the line. Come down. Listen up. Verse 8.
Yahuwah the son of Yahuwah the father followers said unto him, Master, Yahdah Judah of late sought to stone you, and goest thou there again? Verse 9. Yahuwah the son
of Yahuwah. Hold on, darling. You just told him, it's a man, look, why you don't go get it hit you in your mouth, and now you just go back up there. They gonna hit you with some bricks. They wanna hit you with some bricks. So I gotta get a precept on that. Get a precept. Let's get a precept on that. Hold that point, dog. I mean, that's where the bomb operates. So now you have to, you know, let's get a precept on that. Go to the 8th chapter of St. John. It's amazing. It's why do you want to go back? And they hit you in your mouth, and now you want to go back to Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, and Simeon, and Southern Kingdom. They're going to hit you with some bricks, man. Yeah. That's what they got, though. Hey, we get a precept on that. What did they say to him in 54 out of us, they say. We just cut it down. No.
56 to 59.
We're going St. John 8:54-59. Listen to this right here. So sometimes when you're on your company, and then you show what the Bible's saying, but do you have somebody sitting around and all they can show you some negativity? And I like to go there and take him down. I like to take him down, hit him with a rock or something. Why? Why do you want to hit me with a rock? 8:54-59. Come on,
St. John 8:54-59. In the book of St. John, chapter 8, reading 54 to 59. 54 says, Yahuwah the Son answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, of whom ye say that he is your Yahuwah. 55. Yet ye have not known him. But I know him, and if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar, like unto you. But I know him, and keep his sayings. 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. 57. Then he said, the Jews unto him, of Yahdah Judah, unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? 58. Yahuwah the Son said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. 59. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Yahuwah the Son hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them. So passed by.
So Yahuwah had to hide himself. Do they do it again? Every time he trusts the one that's got iron in his head that gets mad on the grits of teeth, do they do it? Now, the religious leaders, what they do? Pick up stones. Let's hit him on the head. Let's pop him on the head. Now, we hit him in the mouth, and that didn't happen where he'll stop that stuff. So we're going to hit him with a brick, now. See that? Yeah, in your mouth. Get you to bag down. Have somebody, you know, give you a Y-M punch. Bam! That'll get them. Then you find you go back at it again. You look for this. Look for that stone. They'll stone you. See that? Yahweh had the ability to, in that great big temple, be able to disappear from them, and they hold a stone in their hand. Well, yeah, be ready to hit him on, hit him with this rock. Yeah. So you see, that's what I'm saying. Listen, this is not no easy stuff. This ain't gonna get you no pats on the back. Understand? This is not gonna get you no pats on the back. Your loved ones, phone calls is not gonna come to you as one was before. They always be looking through that out of corner of your eyes because they know you're going to say something with that book and they ain't got no defense but of what they've been learning through Christianity and you always be in awe. That's the way it's going to be. All right, daughter, come on back. Let's get a little bit more out of this crap and we can get some more good reading out of it. Leave up off on St. John 11. Let's get a little bit more. But I might break in. I don't know. The dog pen was first and break in and take it in. I don't know. Give
them
a reading,
that
daughter, come
out. St. John, chapter 11, verse 9. St. John, chapter 11, verse 9. Yahuwah, the Son of Yahuwah, the Father, answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he see the light of this world. Verse 10, but if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Verse 11, these things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Verse 12, then said Yahuwah the Son, follower, Yahuwah, if he sleep, he shall do well. Verse 13, howbeit Yahuwah the Son spake of his death, they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Verse 14, then said Yahuwah the Son of Yahuwah the Father unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Verse 15, and I am glad for your sake that I am not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Verse 16, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow followers, let us also go, that we may die with him. Verse 17, then when Yahuwah, the Son of Yahuwah, the Father, came, he found that he had lain in the grave for 4 days already. Verse 18, now Bethany was close unto Judea, Yahuwah Judah, but after 15 furlongs, but about 15 furlongs off. Verse 19. And many of Yahuwah Judah came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Verse 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Yahuwah, the Son of Yahuwah, the Father, was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Verse 21, then said Martha unto Yahuwah, the Son of Yahuwah, the Father, Yahuwah, if you had been here, my brother had not died. Verse 22, but I know that even now, whatsoever the will thou will ask of Yahuwah, your Father, Yahuwah will give it to you. Verse 23, Yahuwah, the Son of Yahuwah, the Father, said unto Martha, thy brother shall rise again. Verse 24, Martha said unto Yahuwah, the Son of Yahuwah, the Father, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Verse 25, Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father, said unto Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though we were dead, yet shall he live. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. Verse 26. And whosoever live and believe in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Verse 27. She said unto, Martha said unto Yahuwah, Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah the father, I believe that you are Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah the father, which should come into the world. Verse 28, and when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master is come and called for you. Verse 29, as soon as Mary heard that, she arose quickly and came unto Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah the father. Now Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah the father, was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. Verse 31. Yahuwah Judah, then which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up quickly and went out and followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Verse 32. Then when Mary was come where Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father was, and saw Yahuwah, the son, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Yahuwah, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Verse 33. When Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father, therefore saw her weeping, and Yahuwah Judah also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Verse 34, and said, where have you laid him? Then Martha said unto him, no, Mary said unto him, Yahuwah, come and see. 35. Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father, wept. Then said Yahuwah Judah, behold, how he loved him. Verse 37. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Verse 38. Son of Yahuwah the Father, therefore again groaning in himself, come to the grave. It was a cave and a stone laid upon it. Yahuwah the Son of Yahuwah the Father said, take ye away the stone, Martha, the sister of Lazarus that was dead, said unto Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah the father, Yahuwah, by this time Lazarus stinketh, for Lazarus has been dead 4 days. Verse 40, Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah the father, said unto Martha, said I not unto thee that if you would believe, thou shouldest see the honor, the glory of Yahuwah the Father. Verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where Lazarus was laid. And Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah the Father, lift up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Verse 42. And I knew that you hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said, that they may believe that you have sent me. Verse 43. And when Yahweh the Son of Yahweh the Father thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Verse 44. And Lazarus that was dead came forth, bound a hand and foot with grave clothes. And Lazarus' face bound about with a napkin. Yahweh the Son of Yahweh the Father said unto them, loose him and let him go.
Excellent, daughter. Excellent right there. Now, know what you're learning. I'll restrain myself. Let God deliver that knockout blow and grandstand. Now, you see, Yahweh is the one that's going to get you back up. So don't go spend your money with these preachers telling you nothing that, you know, it ain't going to work like that. But another thing I want to bring out. Remember, the reason why we read verse 7, that is the way Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, and Simeon operate on the loved one that's deceased. Children of Israel, how you conduct a person that is an Israelite descent, with the knowledge of it, when they die, they are, once they come out of the place where they've been at, you know, see they, you have gray clothes on you. Not no three-piece suit and the best dress you can get. No. On thy face is bound about with a napkin. That means you cannot see that person in that state. Their face is wrapped up. Their face is wrapped up. In an Israelite burial, their face is covered. See they face, you don't get into the long line, open the casket up, and everybody walk around and look into the casket and get their crowd, and the wailing winners get to hollering, get everybody all fired up. Israelite burial, your remembrance is the last time you see that person. You will not see them in a position where they got an open casket. You looking down at the casket at their face. No. Children of Israel's face is wrapped up. You do not see their face. And his face was bound about with a napkin. And Yahweh said unto them, loose him and let him go. See, a burial of a children of Israel funeral. That body no more in the flesh. They is, after they come out of, you know, they kick into the mall, where they call the place that. But when you come up out of there, you get wrapped all the way up from head to toe. And where you go from that point, we're going to show you next. Where do you go after you leave the mall? After you leave the place of being wrapped all up, we're going to show you where you go after that. Now, show you in the Bible where you go after that. I want to take a look at a couple of things. Hey, daughter, I want you to have me some more verses waiting, but I want to take a look at something while you read that. Excellent. I want to get back to these religious leaders. It says in 11, this one down to verse 52. St. John 11, 47 to 52, Elder. What is that, Elder?
Okay. St. John 11 to what?
47 to 52.
Okay, St. John, chapter 11.
Listen to this right here. Now, take it out of verse 54. Listen to this right here. 47. Now, you see, Yahweh has done a good thing. He went and raised Lazarus from the dead. He said, take loose him and let him go. Take all that stuff off and then let him go. That's what being a rejoicer of. A man raising the dead, loose him, let him go. Let's see what happens with the religious leaders in 47 to 64. What's that, Elvin?
47 to 54. St. John, chapter 11, 47 to 54. 47 said, then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we? For this man doeth many miracles. 48. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. 49. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest, that same year said unto them, ye know nothing at all. 50. Nor consider that is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. 51. And this spake he of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Yahweh's son should die for that nation. 52. And not for that nation only, but also he should gather together in one the children of Yahweh that were scattered abroad. 53. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together for him to put him to death. 54. Yahweh the Son, therefore, walked no more openly among the Jews of Yadah, but went thence unto a country near to the wilderness, unto a city called Ephraim, and therefore continued with his disciples. 55. And the Jews of Yadah.
That's good. So now you see. Now, he done a great thing. He raised Lazarus from the dead. But look at the religious leaders did it. Look here. Verse 53. Then from that day forward, they took counsel together to put him to death. See that? So you see, when you understand this Bible, they're going to take counsel to put you to death. Once you understand that all that ain't about a money scheme, after death that we've been affiliated with after death. That's a money scheme. The money scheme is no in between from coming out of the mall. They wrap you up, and from that point on, it's no what you call now. We better have the preachers and wailing women, the big crowd, and everybody going to give a testimony about this person. No, it don't work like that. That's Christianity. Maybe it is Mama Judaism. No. That in between is not Bible. That was put together by the fundraiser from the Catholic Church in Vietnam. After death, once you was up under the power to be, your loved ones will be wrapped up, your loved ones. Unless your loved one is greater than what we get ready to read shortly. But I'll read a little bit more, Ellen. Let's go to the 12th chapter. Now listen to what they're saying. You gotta hear what they're saying. 9:1-9:12. Now 9:10. Now 9-11. Let's see what they're saying in the 12th chapter, Ellen. Mm-hmm. Real good at the 12th chapter of St. John, signatories, they said, now we got a plan a way to put him to death. So Yahweh the Son, he knew his hour anyway, so he has to been hiding, going into the cities among Judah, and then he went down the cities around Ephraim. He went around the northern kingdom, because they knew they want to put him to death. But doing what? a good thing. See, when you're teaching the word and waking your peoples up, you're doing a good thing. But the power of the beast, they be going to put you to death. Now, here's where the power of the beast is still talking. In the 12th chapter, verse 9, down to verse 11. Let's see what this power of the beast says. Read verse 12. 1 and 2 just getting warmed up. 1, 2, 11, then 9 through 11. Let's see what it says in 12th chapter, verse 1, 2, 9 through 11. Let's see what it says. What it says, St. John chapter 12, 1, 2, 9 through 11, come on.
Okay, St. John chapter 12, 1 and 2 and 9 through 11. 1 says, then Yahweh the Son, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethlehem, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. 2. They made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Verse number 9. Much peoples of Yada Judah therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Yahweh the Son's sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom they had raised from the dead. 10. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. 11. Because by that reason, him many of the Jews of Yada went away and believed on Yahweh the Son.
Take that. You hear them say it, daughter, if you hear what they're saying. They said, listen here. You know, he done a good thing, and they will get him all, you know, get him all plump in 4 days. Get him all plump again. Then here comes the religious leader said, listen, we got it in verse 10. But the chief priest consulted that they might put Lazarus to death also. We got to kill. We're going to kill Lazarus, we're going to kill him again. Yeah? So you see, because if we don't kill him, then they'll believe on him, then they're going to pay off no never mind. So we got to put him in there. See, the truth, listen, the truth, when you tell the children the truth, don't look for no pats on the back. That's what we're trying to tell you. Oh, I wonder why my best friend don't want to talk to me no more. He trying to tell you nothing. When you open this Bible, you're going to find out who really is your best friend. And when you open this Bible and read 20 books, and the partner you sitting there next to, and they just talking like they eating up some nails, so it's up to you. I mean, take 23, March the 20th, 2024. Don't look for no pats on the back. Don't look for no preachers say, you didn't want me teaching that Bible about keeping the Sabbath day, sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. You don't start dressing, yes. You might get hit in the mouth. Because they make plenty of money on them all day. You know, they make plenty of money on the wrong day, sundown. They don't make no money on sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. That's what I heard the brother say. He said, yeah, that old big old place y'all going to. The place, the ones that was here downtown, they made money on film. And now, on said now, you can plan to have ministry here on Friday night, Saturday night. Yeah. See, but remember, you film is that big money. That's what you want to do in your place. You is open up for some funeral. He's on Chinese place made some money here on funeral day. See that? On time they made money on funeral day. That's when people came out on film taking crap. This big old place right here, we can schedule funerals up in there. But see, Israelites, it's no in between. It ain't no such thing as no middle class, and now we gonna have cast day where you walk and you do the body. No, that's Christianity. No. Now unless you're greater than what daughter you're ready to read now. Let's see what daughter gonna give her to read in Matthew. Hey daughter, pick it up in the 27th chapter, verse 57. We'll show you something. Now, if he'll have me 20, verse 1 through 7 waiting on me. Thank God. He'll have me 20, 1 through 7 waiting on me to thank God. But, dog, let's look at Matthew 27. 57 down to verse 66. Listen good here. Listen. Come on, daughter.
So Matthew chapter 27, what verses?
Singular verse 57. We'll read till we get our point. Matthew 27, 57. Yeah, we'll read till we get our point. Come on.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 57. Verse 57 reads, when the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, a name named Joseph, who also himself was Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father, follower. Verse 58, he went to Pilate and begged the body of Yahuwah, the son. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. Verse 59, and when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. Verse 60, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in rock, in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. Verse 61, and there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulcher. Verse 62. Now the next day that followed, the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate. Verse 63. Say, sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again. Verse 64, command that therefore that the sepulcher be made sure until the third day, lest his followers come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Verse 65. Pilate said unto them, you have a watch. Go your way. Make it as sure as you can. Verse 66. So they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
So, all right. Well, let's back up again, that daughter, so we can make sure we get a good, clear understanding about this is the greatest man that made the man, and he's letting you know that what we do, that you or your loved ones is greater than him. He want to make the heaven and earth, so he's letting you know exactly how, after you give up the breath, exactly. Look at verse 50. 47 verse 50 again now. 47 verse 50.
Matthew chapter 27 verse 50.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 50 reads, Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yield up the spirit.
So he died. So he dead. So now he dead. So now he dead. So now Yahuwah the son is dead. He's dead. Good. Stay in your mind now, all on the international side. Yahuwah the son is dead. Okay, he's dead. 7 verse 55.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 55. Verse 55 reads, And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father from Galilee, ministering unto him.
Mm-hmm. Dead man, he was dead. Now, what happened again in 56? Listen good now. He's dead. Yahuwah, the son is dead. So now, when you die, you got to come get you and then take you to the mall like you did the mall. I hope I'm saying words right. You get them all, you be off into one of them draws or whatever, you know, you get them all, right? You did. 56.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 56 reads, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children.
Good. Now, okay. Now, watch this now. He's dead now. He's dead. Now, watch what this rich man did time now this rich man showed up. Here comes this rich man. Joseph of Arimathea. This is a place where his name is not. This is a rich man of Arimathea. So now, he's been showing up now. Look at the timeline he's showing up at this dead Yahuwah's body. Let's see what happened in verse 57.
Then when evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father's follower.
Yeah. Okay, good. What happened in verse 58?
Verse 58. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Yahuwah, commanded the body to be delivered. Verse 59.
Then what did he do? Then what did he do after the body was delivered to him? Then what did he do in 59?
Verse 59. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth.
Oh. He wrapped the body. So you see that? He wrapped the body. This is the most powerful man that made everybody on the face of the earth. After this man had died, after he was at the mall, whatever you call it, once the body was released to them, he's taking the body immediately and wrapped the body. He wrapped the body from feet all the way up to the head. Everything was wrapped. You couldn't see him no more in the flood. So after you come out of the mall, you're supposed to wrap the Israelite body. You don't go out and get the three-piece suit. Now you got a day scheduled to be all everybody at the what they call the place, they be there and everybody's sitting around. And I got the open casket for one day. You come in the next day, it's a double open casket.
The viewing.
What they call it?
The viewing.
What you call it?
Where everybody sit around and then get a chance to view the body.
Yeah, what they call it? What's the name of it?
The viewing. The viewing, where they view the body.
Okay. What do they call it? It got no name for it. Can you hear me out, daughter? They got no name for it. That the funeral arrangement. Well, you know.
The funeral.
You know. Yeah, the funeral. Okay, but you see here, it ain't no in between. It's from the mall to the wrap, and where you go after that? After you wrapped up, where you go in verse 60, daughter? Where you go?
Verse 60. And Matthew chapter 27, verse 60. And laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed.
Now, do you know that if you're not a Israelite fielder, do you know how many people that ain't gonna hear that from you? These are people make their the funeral home. How can they make their money? They make their money by you see what you're doing there? If you come to the way that you all the big long limousines and all that, and you know how you want to take them to what you see what you're doing there? You see what you got, you know, out there on, you got them in the mall, and now I got them looking real nice for the funeral. I got them looking, her looking real nice. Real nice. We don't work
twice.
We don't work on them real good. And got all that, what do they call that stuff, embalming fluid in them real good. We don't got all that stuff. We got them looking pretty good. We got them in that nice dress and that three-piece suit you bought us. You see? We got it going on here. Look what will happen here. Now let's begin a precept, daughter. I go to Queen's Act, back up. Back up now. We're going to back up now. The wise man in the world going to tell you what happened after that. Now we're going to back up. You see why they don't know? They got a problem. You know, my fact. You know, like I heard your brother say, you know, what do you mean they're going to have classes down here on Friday night, Saturday night? The biggest place is on Sunday. On time people showed up to that funeral. This place is a good place for funerals. It's big enough for funerals. So really, a lot of them make their money on funerals. That's how they pay their bills through funerals. Yeah. At funerals. Everybody gets that money on funerals, don't they? The way the woman get paid, the pastor gets paid.
Don't forget about the band.
The band. Y'all, everybody gets paid. Now you still
too. Yeah, they're playing music.
You see this? You see what I've been cut out? When you read this Bible, they won't hear this from him. So when they come out tomorrow, you're supposed to have your wrap together. And you wrap the body up, but the body ain't going to be seen no more. So it won't be your high night. You got them and what suit you gonna put them in? And now we got you come tonight and see them tonight and tomorrow, and make sure everybody can see them. And they from that point on, all that's cut out. All that 10 preachers and Bible and best friends gonna sit there and tell about what we remember. No. That ain't gonna do it. All right, that got something to do with what was made up for you to keep you in a state of pity and broke. Yeah. So now, Elder, read me, come on back and let's see what happened next. I want to go back and get what Solomon said what happened next behind that. We're going to the third chapter of Ecclesiastes. Solomon, he's a wise man in the world. And anybody know, he know. What did he say? You're going to see what he said. You know, the wise man in the world, he got something to say. See what he had to say. Mm-hmm. Going to see what the wise man in the world got to say. And I thought I'd give me a little bit out of the third chapter. I thought I could. I thought I'd supposed to give me a little bit out of the third chapter. Now I can't give me none out of the third chapter? Let me see if I can get me anything out of this. Let me take a shot at it, daughter. Not getting me anything out of the third chapter before we go a little something. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 3. And let's see, not getting me anything out of the third chapter. I'm gonna take a shot at it, daughter. I'm gonna pick it around about 3:11. This is not gonna take a shot. I'm shooting the dog. Okay, well, I'm just gonna pass on it. I'm gonna get more calls on shooting the dog, and I'm gonna do that. Go to the ninth chapter, boy. Go to the ninth chapter. What I do, I take the safe way out. Ninth chapter. Now remember, we read so far. Let's go to the ninth chapter, and let's see, and pick up verse number 6. Please, Zach, in chapter 9, pick up verse 6. Yeah, we read a little bit till we get our point.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the S-U-N. Verse 7. Go your way, eat your bread with joy, and drink your wine with a merry mind. For Yahuwah now accepts your work. Verse 8. Let your garments always be white, and let your head lack no ointment. Verse 9. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he have given you under the S-U-N, all the days of thy vanity. For that is your portion in this life, and in your labor which you take it under the S-U-N. Verse 10. Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where thou goest.
Hold that part right there. Now, see, you got a lot of rich. You know, they flies in on certain days. And they, I get a comfort by going out to my loved ones at the grave. And maybe I might get an ounce in there. Just understand the Bible. If your loved one will shut it down, it's over with. It ain't. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, it with thy might. For this is the work, for this is no work, for there is no work, no device, no Ouija board, no knowledge, there ain't no knowledge, wisdom in the grave where I go. So you just talking to dirt. Ain't nothing happening. Ain't nothing happening. You can't nobody. They can't bring them up and tell you what. Well, Uncle Buck put that that wallet. Where he put the wallet? What part of the wallet he put the wallet? You can't go to those with the Ouija board and tell you where he put the wallet at. He's gonna lose more money. That don't work like that. You gotta know what the Bible's saying. This thing ain't gonna make no crowds. No. So when you do get that big old place, you don't look for no crowds to come because the less is blessed than the best. Precept on that, Elder. Let me show you something. See, Cain doesn't get the crowd. See, when you're lying to them, they run and tell them, well, oops, my wife. Your loved one told me they'll make this third heaven. They up there saying, now you, it's nice and comfortable here, and you do right down there. Don't cry for no more. They'll make. You see that's the stuff that they do for you and they pass it on from generation to generation. That's not according to the Bible. Now where else I was going here?
You gave me St. John chapter 20, reading verse 1-7.
No, I just have a precept on something here. You know, God with me. Maybe it ain't from you. You know, God with me. Forget about it. Forget about that. So now you see, now understand that once you have shed it down, once your loved one has shed it down, they have no more knowledge, of anything. They don't know that you going on hoop hollering, wailing women. They ain't got a clue, nothing going on. If no device can get them up, nothing happening. The wise man in the world tell you, ain't nothing happening. Once you set it down, it's over. The spirit return back to Yahweh according to 12 verse 73 back. So all that crying and falling all out, that's why you got to be in the right ministry to understand what happens after death. What do you do after death? Huh? You see, when your little ones are taken to the mall, the next thing you're supposed to do, if you're an Israelite descendant, that body will be wrapped up where it's not to be seen anymore. I can go to the book of Adam and Eve and show you every body in the Bible was wrapped up and they were put off in the cave, wrapped up. They wasn't seen anymore. Even the other only thing they did that the Egyptians got right. They got the mummies. That's the only thing they got right. That's the only thing they got right after that. They have about 23 of their people. They go kill them and tell them y'all go in. Y'all stand next to his grave because he said go to heaven. Y'all go on with him. They have people inside them starving to death. You see the Egyptians? You see how dumb down they are? It's all the servants that he got. When we go put him in the tomb, do we have all the ones that helped him? Y'all be in there with him. And they believe it. They go in and starve themselves to death. And then somebody come, then he's on his five sons, dig into the wall and find the old mummy wrapped up. And then they find 20, 30 people laying beside him. He's in bad shape. I mean, the world is in bad shape with this thing. You see? They got 20, 30 and got his cats, his dogs, and everything. They all of them went to heaven with him. There ain't no cats and dogs going away. You got the cat down there and you'll starve the cat to death. You'll starve the cat to death. That's his favorite cat. Put cat with it. Now the cat's over there. Now the cat, he can't get nothing. Now he'll starve the cat to death into a tomb. Which is, you see, it's not good. This ain't going to pack no places. This information ain't going to pack no. Keeping the Sabbath day ain't going to pack no places. Now, keeping Sunday tax the place. You got people now that got a sitting room for 5,000 people. So what day is coming on? Sunday. That's the wrong day. You see what they do? They come on the wrong day, and then all of a sudden you see, oh, this place is packed. It's live up in there. It's a fear of everybody playing music, everybody beating the drum, playing the horn, honk. Listen. All that right there, and look how much in debt you're going to be in. And the car. And nothing to do with the Bible. You're just going to be in debt. And you're going to sell. You're going to buy this expensive tomb, casket, and everything you got. And I remember the brother, one of his brothers over here back in the days, he was a street guy. His son passed. And he said, look here, He pulled a whole lot of money into his class. Everybody watching that brother. He pulled all the money in his class, and he's going to send his son off in grand style with money, all type of $100 bills, $1,000 bills in his coffin. Everybody out of his teacher's corner. They let that man down, and they let that man down, and the other tickets laying back there peeking. People see they gone. Soon they got them down and put the dirt on him, and they see all them cars was gone. Man, they raised that young man back up and got that money out that casket. Matter of fact, pulled the gold off his teeth. That's what I'm taking a so they got that money, and you bet the ones that were sitting and seen that money, they tried to figure out how can I get back out of here and get that money out there. You see what's going on? Listen, once you shut down, that's it. All the stuff that you accumulated is over with. And you put money in the casket, and you put all these valuable parts in the casket, the Undertaker gonna get that soon as you leave. All you do is take it home. Hey, dog, give me 9 verse 11 in prayer.
The book of Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9. Verse 11 reads, I returned and saw under the S-U-N, the sun, that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance, happiness to them all. Verse 12. For man also knoweth not by time, not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them.
Mm-hmm. So you see, make sure you don't know your time. So keep on dragging your feet and give me that definition. Give me that bullhead. Give me that, what is a bullhead? Now, remember your grandparents back in the day, you called you bullheaded. Do you know what they're really telling you? What they're telling you, Elder? What's the definition of that word?
Bullheaded is a stubborn person that usually follows his own mind.
A stubborn person follows his own mind. It means you ain't gonna pay no never mind. You still gonna argue with what the Bible's saying. The Bible tells you exactly how it works after death. What? And now, do you know anybody greater than Yahweh's son? He said the greatest man in the world was John the Baptist, and he died. We got his head cut off. So you think you're greater than Yahweh's son? He tried to tell you exactly what to do after your loved one said it down. Now, Elder, from now to Elder, going to St. John 20, 1 through 7. Think about this now. St. John. Chapter 20, 1 through 7. Listen good.
St. John chapter 20, reading verses 1 to verse number 7. 1 says, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sculpture, and seeketh the stone taken away, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. 2. Then she runneth and cometh unto Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Yahweh the Son loved, and said unto them, they have taken away the Yahweh out of the sceptre, and we know not where they have laid him. 3. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple that came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did not outrun Peter, came first to the sepulchre. 5. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet when he went in, not. 6. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie. 7. And a napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself.
You hear that? Now, Yahweh the Son had what on him? He had a Joseph of Arimathea wrap his body, and then take his face to the grave. So Yahweh the Son, remember, he got the power to honor, remember, the napkin, he was covered up, so you didn't see him. So you know, in every funeral, you see the body, you can review the body, then you come back the next day, review the body again. It's about a ton of money, ain't it? Remember, the churches make their money on the funeral day. So if you come out cutting out that, that's where they make their big money. Big limousines they got. All that for death, this is when they make their money. Right? When you come and review the body that night, right? If you review the body that night, right? Then you, after that, then you review the body again. The next day, y'all talk for 2 hours. You give your big price. You get a nice price for them 2 hours of talking. And tell y'all got to leave now because got another group coming in behind you. Then you leave there and you go to the left. You go to the middle pathway on tip, another place where you can eat now, another place where you can go eat, right? Now you leave the funeral, then you go and eat, right? Then you got another bill to pay, the eating bill. But did you read what daughter read over here? After it's all, when you put the body down, did you remember what daughter read? Not to please like the daughter, give one more time what the Bible tell you to do. See? I mean, no, this ain't going to pack no place. Sure, two going to be a block long. But look, you gotta have feelings if you get people in there, then so be it. You don't want to have no feelings because the feeling is, I'm trying to, this big old place, really seeing people came when it was funeral. When it was funeral, yeah, everybody come out for funeral. Everybody got something to say. Like, that was my best friend. No, you give them the flowers while you see them. Because once they sit down, that's the end of them. You ain't got to run out there and get a ticket trying to get some flowers now. I got to get some flowers. I got to get the shoes. And... Okay. Bad understanding. Daughter, let's see what it says now. After you unwrap them up, put them down, you're going to lay them down. Look what it says in verse 3 of Ecclesiastes.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 3. Verse 3 reads.
3 and 5.
Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 3 and verse 5. Verse 3 reads. This is an evil among all things that are done under the S-U-N, that there is one event unto all. Yeah. Also, the mind of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their mind while they live, and after that they go to the dead. Verse 5. For the living know.
No, 6. Okay, go ahead. Okay, let's read 7 down since you started. Go on, read 7 down to verse 7. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Verse 5. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward. For the memory of them is forgotten. Verse 6. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the S-U-N. Verse 7. Go your way, eat your bread with joy, and drink your wine with a merry mind, for Yahuwah now accepted your work.
Did he tell you, after the funeral, he could go your way. Go your way. Well, what was his meal? He said, meet it up there, what do you call it there? After pass. What's the word they call it? I'm 7 say. They mean it.
The repass.
The repass. They got the repass. Like, they got the chicken. They got the hog and the pig all waiting on you. You know, we meet now. Now you got another bill on your hands. Yeah. No, go your way. Oh, it. Go your way. Unto the song to get you the third part of take. Go your way. It ain't no repass. It ain't you go your way. It ain't you going to no place. Now you better sit around. Now you better eat up a bunch of chicken. Banquet hall, but eat a bunch of chicken. You do all that. I mean, the banquet hall is for the biggest 23 feast days of, you know, Yahuwah brought them to Israel. And that big place going to be good for that. So you understand what I'm saying? So understand something. After death, the body up. You put the body in the grave and go your way. That's it. It's over. Go your way. You don't go back in here. We know that's how the Christian church makes their money. You know, a funeral, they know they start getting the big halls ready for you, right? They know you got to have the women to cook a bunch of chicken and some pigs, right? Now, you start telling them about this Bible, they can look at you and say, look here, we got one here. We better figure out a way to shut his mouth down. We make our money on funeral. You got people that they all they got is called is funeral home. You got people that's all their money is funeral home and putting the body back together and stuff like that. You know? You see what you did? So, y'all saying from this Bible right here, this Bible, you know, hang on, you know. So I'll leave that alone. Now, where we left off at all, Elder? So what happened in verse 20, verse 6 and 7 again? Matthew's, St. John 20, verse 6 and 7, what happened again?
Okay, let's see. St. John chapter 20, verse 6 and 7. 6 says, then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie. 7. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself.
Can you see that? So Yahuwah the Son was what? So did they see Yahuwah the one, Joseph Abathia, he took him and wrapped him up. Israelite funeral is from the mall, wrap him up, take him to straight to the ground, where you put him at, put him in the hole, put him in the box, you know, come around for a minute and go on about your business. Because that's why I've been on self that work. Oh, you see much money being cut out now?
Oh,
no, that's not why. Now you know, hey, people, that's how they make their money. They're like, I told you again about, like, the Ambulance Chaser. I mean, they make their money. With a fire, they chase the ambulance to, they wake, they get by their sleep. 3 o'clock in the morning. They become, I got to go. What? my channel went off. Somebody, the house is on fire and the ambulance heading that way. I got to get on down there. What do you got to get? I'm the boy up man. The insurance man, everybody there. That's how they make their money on you. So, you know, you talking about cutting that out. Look, going on Sunday. You know, like them going on Sunday. Cut out going on Sunday. Shoot. Boy, you know, I'm going to spike you down your hand by sitting.
For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
So you see? Don, let's go to Mark for a minute, Don. Let's go to Mark. Mark. And go to Mark for a minute, Don. I'm going to Mark chapter 14 for a minute. Pick it up at, let's take it like 50 just for a minute. I'm going to get a little bit of it. Mark chapter
14, starting at verse 50. Yeah, pick it up at verse 50. Get a little bit of that. Okay, Mark chapter 14, starting at verse 50. 50 says, and they all forsook him and fled. 51.
Mm-hmm.
And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body, and the young man laid hold on him. 52. And he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. 53. Mm-hmm. And they laid Jaquah the son away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. 54. And Peter followed them afar off, even into the palace of the high priest. And he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. 55.
Good. That's all. Priest, that's good. That's it. That's all I need. So you see?
Okay.
So you have a lot of them going to break away from you behind it. And they gonna break away. Give me a statement on this, Elder. Now, I mean, mildly, he's trying to talk. They ain't gonna bother with you. St. John chapter 8. Elder. St. John chapter 8. They ain't gonna bother with you when you start talking about some Bible. John, what happened? You so much money been cut out on cinema? Will you do Bible? On 8th chapter. Now, look what it says in
863.
Well, make it, wait a minute, make sure it's 863. Let's do that wrong. Make it, put that wrong there. Yeah, I think that's just 8th chapter. 8 verse, all over the place, Elder. Let's back up, because a statement was made, Elder. And I'm struggling right now. But a statement made, I thought it was 63. I know it's 63, but I'm still right now.
What was the statement? What was the statement?
The statement was,
remember that?
But I'm struggling right now when he asked, when he asked his father after he taught that talk, he asked him, he turned around and looked and said, hey, y'all will go away behind this kind of good talking? And he, and Peter made a statement behind that. He asked him, are you going to go away behind it? You're talking some tall talking. And they asked him a question. They asked him some talk. He asked him, wait, does this offend you? And he said, will y'all go away behind this kind of tough talk? Did I don't want to have you talk this kind of talk with him. If you don't talk that popular demand talking, you're not gonna be looking for no crowd. Well, ain't no crowd for me on this corner but funerals. Well, but that's where that's wrong. See? The waking up or understanding don't get you. That's up to you. Our job is to be on the corner where it's a block long and elbow room for everybody that wanted to hear the truth. You don't want to hear the truth, that's up to you. Make that 6, Elder. Make that 661. No, 660. Yes, he was saying. And listen to this, Red. Now, what was he doing in 59 to 60 to 61? Yes, he was saying. St. John, chapter 6, 59 to 61. What was going on there?
Okay, I'm just trying to make my notes right. I'm all over the place myself here. In St. John, that was chapter 6, reading 59 to 61.
Mm-hmm.
59 says, these things saith he in the synagogue, temple, and he, as he taught in Capernaum, 60. And many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? 61. When Yahweh the Son knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it and said unto them, doeth this offend you?
Do this offend you by learning the truth about when your loved one passed, what you're supposed to do after death, after you come at the end of the place, you wrap them up and take them to the grave and go on about your business? Do this offend you? Then the priest. And he, what happened in verse 66 down to verse 66 down to verse number 68, the elder?
And according to verse 66 to 68. 66 says, Hallelujah. 66 says, and from that time, many of his disciples went back no more with him. 67. Then saith Yahweh the Son unto all 12, will ye also go away? 68. Then Simon Peter answered him, Yahweh, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life.
So you see that? You're talking that talk. He said, look at this. He said, turn around and ask him, will you also go away? He said, no, I'm going to hang in there today. You understand his survival. This is what happened after death. I know your loved one. I know it's a great. The only way you couple your loved one and yourself, you couple yourself through this Bible, understand the truth, what happened after death. Elder Colin Saban, come up.
Well, Yahweh bless the seer, the sisters that participated in tonight's broadcast and the listening. And as we fade away into the wilderness, we have to say that we have learned quite a bit about life and death, and hope all the people that were listening took notes as was suggested. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Now, Daughter Yahweh, we're going to Mark chapter 16, and just read a little bit, and we'll close out with this, Daughter. We're going to Mark 16, particularly verse 1. We'll read a little bit.
The book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome, who had bought sweet spices, that they might come and anoint him, Yahuwah the Son. Verse 2. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the Ashuim. Verse 3. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. Verse 5. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. Verse 6. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. You seek Yahuwah the Son of Nazareth, which is hanged. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. Verse 7. But go your way, tell his followers and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto you. Verse 8. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulcher, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were frightened. Verse 9.
Okay, that's good. So you see, there goes what happens after death. Yahuwah the Son is the only one that went to the ground and came out, because he made a statement in 7 verse 6 in the closing statement there, daughter, St. John. See, he made a statement in 7 verse 6. And we'll close out with that. Remember, back on the airways tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So now, with take 23, March of 2024, you understand what happened after death. All that in-between money you be spending and all them clothing you buy, all that right there is St. John and the closed statement says what?
St. John, chapter 7, verse 6. Chapter 7, verse 6 reads, then Yahuwah, the Son of Yahuwah, the Father, said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
Say, your ticket, I might get you any given time. If I the fish get caught up in the net and hooped up. So remember, if you don't get nobody else right, get Yahuwah's understanding what happens after your loved one dies. What you're supposed to do after that. That's why you get your comfort through the scripture. Yahuwah walks over to his life. He's going to show you the Bible. Now you know from take 23, March of 2024, what happens after death. You got it? Study it. Start the closing statement is all yours and come up.
I'm coming. I'm with my closing statement. Hallelujah. My closing statement is coming from Jeremiah chapter 24:21, so starting at verse 10 to 14. For I have set my face against this city for evil, and not for good, said the Yahuwah. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. And touching the house of the king of Yahzah Judah, say, hear ye the word of the Yahuwah. Verse 12, O family of David, thus said the Yahuwah, execute judgment in the morning, and deliver him that is spoiled out of the hand of the oppressors. Lest my fury go out like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doing. Behold, 13, I am against you, O inhabitants of the valley and the rock of the palm, the plain, said Yahuwah, which say, who shall come down against us, or who shall enter into our habitation? Verse 14, but I will punish you according to the fruit of your doing, said Yahuwah, and I will kindle a fire in the forest thereof, and it shall devour all things round about it. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Daughter of Yahuwah.
Daughter of Yahuwah. Listen, come humble. You're not anti-anybody. You're pro-Israel. You're not against anything. Our job is to wake the children of Israel up, the Israelites, understand one thing. Funerals, death is going to happen. That is going to happen to every man and woman. It's what you need to be stepping up is the Bible to understand what happens after death. 12 verse 7, spirit go back to Yahuwah, and your body go back to the ground. After you unwrap your body up, go on about your business. That's the end of it. All that in between, everybody's going to meet up, and then the pastor's going to tell you about how great this guy was, this woman was, and all that, all the great speakers. Give them all the flowers you want while you're alive. After death, after body, take them to the ground, put them in the ground, talk about your business. That's the end of it. Ain't no little path to go eat no chicken and bread, beans, and rice. Ain't none of that. That stuff has been put together by the other nations to keep you in debt for the rest of your life and solve. And the way the women jump out the car, crying over the open cast. That is a recipe to be thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire that was created through the mind of Satan the devil, those that put that stuff together. Get them off the clock. Y'all probably get y'all from the mothers, the elders, sisters, brothers, those who participate in this thing. I anti anybody, we pro 12 tribes of Israel. Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah,
wah. Hallelujah, wah.
Shalom,
Jamar. Shalom.